This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be talking a lot about classic cars with one of our favorite contributors to the broadcast. He is standing by live from California to talk to you. And anytime he joins us, it's an opportunity for you guys to call in and share your car stories. Maybe you want to tell us about the car that you owned and got away from you somehow. You sold it for one reason or another, and now these are worth a lot of money. That's not an unusual story that we hear. Or if you've got a barn find story, or if you'd like to tell us about any unusual car that you've owned in your lifetime, or your dad, or your mom, or your grandparents, we would love to hear those car stories. Telephone-wise, 855-660-4261. Via the email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, sliding up to the microphone is Phil Skinner, freelance auto market editor and consultant, and proudly addicted to all sorts of old cars. Here he is, the man himself, Phil Skinner. Phil, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, good evening, Bob. We're doing just fine today.
That's great. Well, I guess we should start out by talking about market conditions as we are into the month of April here. What currently is hot out there?
It's a gamut, everything. We're looking at sports cars being hot, Ferraris, Porsches. There's a whole gamut. Jaguar E-types are very hot. The XK soft, but then we also seen the Marks, those big luxury Jaguars. And those cars, to me, I just think are so fabulous, and I think they're one of the best buys on the market today.
That's good to know. And the E-types, prices where they were a while back, how much would it cost you today to get a reasonable example of an E-type?
If you were to get, say, be an entry-level car, I think what they call the Series 2 examples, those made from like 1967 to 1970, probably about your best examples. They have the 4.2-liter engine. They were tuned down a little bit. They were rated at 245 horsepower. But those cars, I think, are probably your best entry level. On the real, real high end, the early production, 61, 62s, especially, you know, if they had the flat floor that or the outside bonnet latches, those cars are probably pushing 200, 225, and that's about the best they've ever been. So for the guys who have them, those are the good thing. For those who want get one, it might not be that good.
And how about the end of the E-Type run? How about those from the early 70s?
Yeah, the Series 3s, the V12s. They've always had a little bit of a following, and I think they're kind of undervalued, in my opinion, right now. Nice examples. $65,000-$70,000. You might even find them up in the $80,000 range. But you can also find nice driver examples in the $45,000-$50,000 range. And imagine having 12 cylinders in front of you and a 4-speed transmission. And if you want to, you can even find them with automatic. So they're a very tame car, good looking, great ride. And I think, like I said, they're right now quite reasonable in the market.
Yeah, my cousin actually, for quite a few years, had a 73 V12 convertible and had the pleasure of he let me drive it once, so it's something I can say I've driven a V12 E-Type. And certainly when you look at the styling aspects of the E-Type, even Enzo Ferrari himself called it the most beautiful car of the year, of the world, in the world at its time.
And it really was. And if you look at his later creation, later 60s, the 275 GTB, which is my absolute all-time favorite Porsche. My favorite Ferrari. That car is, it just exudes speed and elegance, and dare I say, it's like sex on wheels.
There you go, and there are lots of cars like that. Let's talk about Porsches. How are they doing?
As we said, the Porsches seem to be doing well. The early air models, still quite pricey, but the thing is that there's all of a sudden a whole lot of them on the market. And so the people who are out there shopping, they're being a lot more selective. And even some of the high-end, really exotic models, there's been a little pullback on that. And I think if you followed the Jerry Seinfeld issue, just about 3 years ago in Amelia Island, Gooding Auctions sold off a collection of Jerry Seinfeld's cars. And it appears one of the special speedsters he had wasn't quite what the car was all cracked up to be. And Seinfeld's claim is that he was duped when he bought the car. And so as a result, he has now filed a suit against the people who sold him the car. So it's, I could say, when you're in that range, that atmosphere, it really, really pays to do your homework before you, you know, put down some money and go home with what you think might be a very rare car. And that doesn't just apply to Ferrari or to Porsches. That applies to just about every car, Ferrari, Corvettes, and everything else. You really have to do your homework when you're up in that upper echelon of the automotive collector world.
Good words of advice, Phil. Our telephone number is available for you guys if you'd like to ask Phil a question, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. And we're talking about current market conditions. The sports cars are hot, Jag E-types, the Jag marks of the 1950s, and Porsches are hot, but there are a lot of them out there. Let's talk a little bit about Mercedes, and in particular, the two-seater convertible, which for years has been considered, you know, kind of the benchmark model for Mercedes.
Well, there's, like I say, you started with the early SLs, the ones in 1953, the 300 SLs. We've watched those really pull back. We were watching the coupes hitting the $2 million range, and convertibles were in the $1.6, $1.7 million. Just last week, Fort Lauderdale, we watched a very, very nice Roadster, 300 SL Roadster, hammered at $1,050,000, about $1,150,000 with commission. And that's quite a pullback from what we've seen over the last few years. And again, I think it's kind of market saturation. The lure and mystique of those cars has kind of, people who wanted them have them. And the Beatty 300 SLs, the 190 SLs, we've also watched those pull back. They're in the $200,000 range for really nice examples. And they're back down to around 100, 120, which I still think is a little bit strong for those cars. But they're an attractive vehicle and a lot of fun to drive.
How about some good buys for someone in the market for Mercedes? What would you recommend?
Right now, they have the later SLs, the 230, 250, 280 SL, the Pagoda years. Those cars are very, very nice. People love them. I think they're a little bit over the price of where they should be, but you might find a good example there. The best bargain, I think, is the 450 SLs. They were produced from between 1973 and 1980. And you got a V8 engine, you got great engineering, strong power, and ample supply of parts, ample supply of works, and ample supply on the market. And I think that, again, if you want to get into a Porsche, a Mercedes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Phil Skinner is our special guest, one of our regular contributors, freelance automotive market editor and consultant, and certainly, in my opinion, one of the most knowledgeable people in the entire world when it comes to classic cars, collectible cars, market values, and also about the auction process. If anybody would like to ask Phil a question, you can call us at 855-660-4261 or send us an email, bob at autoworld.com. AutoWorldRadio.com. Before that hard network break there, Phil, you were talking a little bit about the 1973 to 1980 Mercedes 450 SLs as being a really good choice. There's some good values in there, lots of parts available. How about the early 80s models and later 80s 560 SLs? How are they doing?
They're doing very strong right now. We've watched a recent surge in values on those, where they went from like in the $20,000 to $25,000 range, and we're seeing some examples going up into the $50,000 range. I think the 560 SL, it is a little better performing vehicle than the 450. The problem that some have, especially here in California, are the smog laws, the emissions laws in the state of California. I'm not sure about other states, and that kind of it takes a little extra money to keep those cars in compliance with the rules. So that's why I kind of like the earlier 450 SLs, at least in California, pre-1977. You don't have to worry about the emissions issues, and you still have a hard top and a soft top. So a lot of fun and good looks in those 450 SLs.
Yeah, no, that's some real good advice. Let's talk about some American cars from the 1950s, the chrome machines, as many folks like to refer to them as. How are vehicles from that era doing?
We've kind of seen a withdrawal pullback in the market in that area. It's been rather dramatic in some cases. We've watched some of that car values drop almost 50%. We were watching really, really top-line convertibles from the late 50s, like the Buicks and Dodge, Plymouth, doing upwards of $200,000. And now that's kind of drawn back. Again, we were at a Mecum auction in Phoenix about 3 weeks ago. And there was a gorgeous 59 Plymouth Sport Fury convertible, swivel seat, done in red. Car was absolutely beautiful, hammered out at $120,000. Sounds like a lot of money, but I would say that back in the heyday, 2006, 2007, that would have been a $200,000 car. So we've seen some drawbacks in there. For those who've always wanted a car like that, time to buy is now. We're seeing a lot of interest still out of the European area, especially Scandinavia. Even in the Czech Republic, we've been seeing a lot of interest in American iron, a lot of American cars, and a lot of them are being picked up and sold. You know, my favorite car is the Edsel. We just watched a 58 Citation convertible sell to a buyer in Belgium.
Wow. So that is, you know, something that we talk about from time to time here on the broadcast, and that's selling vehicles in the overseas marketplace. So Sweden and other parts of Scandinavia and the Czech Republic are just a few of the spots that are hot around the world. And the other thing here in Florida, which I find rather interesting, is there's evidently a market for Japanese domestic model vehicles being imported to this country, but you have to be careful. Not all of those vehicles are street legal, but tell us a little bit more about this international bit of exchanging vehicles.
Well, evidently the United States allows a vehicle once it reaches a certain age. I believe it might be 25, might be 30 years. I'm not sure. A lot of the DOT regulations seem to go away. And as a result, we've seen a lot of cars coming into the United States market that weren't allowed to come in a few years ago, especially these Japanese cars. Japanese market's extremely hot. You know, we've had the early domestic 240Zs and the Mazda RX-7s. Those have been very hot. But we're watching now cars coming in that we never got a chance to get when they were new because of emissions issues, safety issues. Things like the Mazda Cosmos, the first rotary-engined Mazdas, which were never imported to the U.S. as new. Nissan Skylines, made famous in those Fast and Furious films. There's a couple of really high-performance additions that when they do show up at auction here in the U.S., they're really super hot. But again, going back to the Mecum auction in Phoenix a couple weeks ago, we saw some luxury, big luxury sedans built for the home market, never sold in America. And those kind of languished. I think the people were looking, thinking they were going to go crazy. They were kind of soft. Somebody even brought over a Nissan van, minivan, sold in only in the Japanese market. And it got a cursory nice bit of like $10,000 or $12,000, which sold. But it's the type of vehicles that people are bringing in that people are looking for something a little different. These Japanese cars are very much different. And fortunately, the mechanics, because people have become familiar with the Japanese mechanics, they're easy to repair and parts are available in that area.
Let's talk a little bit about muscle cars. It wasn't that long ago we were seeing some really over-the-top prices for vehicles like Hemi Cudas, etc., convertibles and Superbirds. What's the status of the collector car marketplace for American muscle cars today?
It's strong, but it's not. We're not seeing those crazy prices. The $3 million Hemi Cuda convertibles, they have kind of gone away. But there's still some million-dollar cars out there. Again, we've seen just this past January, we watched some very strong prices. Again, pay attention. When you're in that atmosphere, you want to know what you're buying. There are some experts out there who are really qualified to tell you what you're buying. Enlist their help. It might cost you a few dollars up front, but it saves you a whole lot of dollars on the back end if all of a sudden, you know, you've got something that isn't quite what it should be. And there's some real experts, both in Corvette world. NCRS has some people who are available to help you buy. In the Chrysler world, it, again, does not hurt to get involved in a club or an organization because there are members there who they don't have any irons in the fire. So they're going to give you the real deal as far as what the car's really worth.
That's great. And one thing that always is important when it comes to collectible cars, but particularly in the muscle car era, you got to make sure about your numbers matching. When we come back from this upcoming break, you will explain to people exactly what does it mean, numbers matching car, and get more advice from the one and only Phil Skinner. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says an Affordable Care Act replacement will be released before the 2020 election after Trump administration officials met at Camp David this weekend. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado tells CNN's State of the Union that right now, the GOP doesn't have the best interests of Americans in mind.
The Republicans are for reasons that I do not understand, taking away health care from tens of millions of Americans. That is what Donald Trump has been for. So to me, that's the relevant dividing line. If somebody can come up with a better plan than my plan, not only would I be for that plan, I'd give that person the Nobel Prize if I could do it.
An American woman and her guide, who were kidnapped on Tuesday while on safari in Uganda, have been released. Kimberly Endicott and her guide were taken to safety after ransom was paid. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Phil Skinner is with us.
Telling you.
That's always a good thing. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. Phil, of course, is a freelance automotive market editor and consultant to many folks, individuals, and auction companies alike. And we're talking about the current market conditions here in North America, and we're talking about everything from sports cars to Jags to Mercedes to Porsches and American muscle cars is what we're talking about right now. And I can't help but think of those famous words, matching numbers. And for whatever reason, it seems like if there's going to be a numbers matching problem, it tends to show up in the muscle car world. Tell our listeners a little bit more about it.
Well, people often come up and say, yeah, a car has matching numbers. And I'll ask them, which numbers match? And you get this look on their face that, oh, I have no idea. It just sounds like a good thing to say. And it's amazing that a lot of people do not even know what that means. When these, especially the muscle cars from Chrysler Corporation starting in 1966, when the engines were installed, they had a number etched on them, and the serial number on the engine matched the serial number on the car. And so making sure that that engine that came with that car is still in the car is very important. Same with Corvettes. That practice dated back to the early 1960s of matching the serial number on the engine with the serial number in the car. And that's the real kicker with that. Corvette people, they have really taken to the nth degree. They look for casting dates. When the parts for a car are made, they actually date them as to when they were made. And that isn't done for collectors down the road. It's done for quality control, because if all of a sudden, say, a batch of generator brackets or some casting in the head starts showing a issue, they can go and look at those casting dates, trace them back, and know what group of cars received parts in that casting date and can be prepared that, oops, we may have to fix something, or something needs to be fixed. So these items were not made for collectors, but as a result, people have learned what they mean, and it comes back. Every little part in your car is dated. The glass, the radios, your instrument clusters, all those things have little dates encoded on them someplace. So that's to help keep both quality control, mostly quality control, as well as stocking items and when they were being built. So it's kind of a neat thing to do.
Yeah, thanks for explaining that, Phil, because a lot of people definitely are not up to speed on matching numbers. And if you're gonna play in this marketplace and be throwing your money around, you better learn what you need to learn here from Phil. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. A number of people actually called in regarding the Japanese cars. We talked about the Skyliner, the precursor to the modern-day GTR, but here's a gentleman by the name of Peter. Peter is listening in New Hampshire and would like to know about the collectability of the Mitsubishi Evo as well as the Subaru WRX.
Wow, it's interesting. The Evo, I think, has not really picked up. You know, those cars are still kind of considered used cars. But the WRX, we are watching. We've actually seen some of those coming up, being offered either on sale or being offered through auction, and pure stock additions. You know, the I don't know what you call it. It's so easy to go ahead and modify your WRX, put on trick wheels, maybe an aftermarket spoiler to trick them out. But a pure stock Subaru WRX. We recently saw a 1986 edition. The guy was asking $35,000 for it, and it didn't last long. Had the stock wheels. Everything was in stock configuration. That's what I think people of purists are starting to look for. Anybody can make them custom, but to keep them in their original stock configuration, and that's kind of a neat thing to do, and the prices have been very strong in that area.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about the health of the Land Cruisers from Toyota, the FJ40s, for example.
Well, we've seen, you know, all of the off-road cars, Ford Broncos, Chevrolet Blazers, Dodge Ram Chargers, International Scouts, and the FJ40 has been right up there holding its own and kind of leading the way. So they're very strong. That started a few years back, and Toyota caught on to that and brought back a FJ40, the modern, Land Cruisers. But the vintage ones, still very hot. We've still seen those pushing in the $75,000 to $80,000 range. Some of the crazy prices have cooled off, but they're still very, very desirable vehicles.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's interesting with the Bronco coming back for 2020 from Ford, and with Jeep coming out with their combination Wrangler/pickup truck, the Gladiator. I would imagine that we may see some renewed interest in older Jeep models that were produced that were more or less the same concept, a little bit Jeep, a little bit pickup truck, and of course we can't overlook the return of the Bronco, which is a vehicle beloved by a lot of folks.
Yes, I was just talking with a Ford official this last week, and he said by the end of the year, the new Bronco will be out, and they are expecting it to be a vehicle that they won't be able to sell enough of, or won't be able to produce enough of, I mean. They think the sales will be outstripping demand, or demand will be outstripping production, I mean. And if you look at the early ones, I mean, in 1966, they only built 23,500 in that year. Mm. And they were extremely well built, the original Broncos. And today they're so popular, there's even a company that is now licensed to build brand-new first-generation Broncos. Of course, a lot of upgrades with modern engines and a lot of modern components and the electronics, brakes, etc. But they're using that original first-generation Bronco as the basis for producing brand new vehicles. And then, like I say, Ford coming out with its own 2020 Bronco.
Yep, that's definitely going to be exciting. And as I said, we'll no doubt get people looking back at some of the Broncos from the past. Got a question here from Walter. Walter's in California and wants to know about a couple of more modern day vehicles, but I definitely think both of these are collectibles and worth talking about. We've seen the Supra come back after an absence from Toyota. It's now going to be an interesting collaboration between BMW and Toyota. But the last Supras from the 1990s can fetch a whole lot of money, as can the Honda two-seater Roadster, the S2000. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on these vehicles that are kind of on the cusp of used cars, but definitely with collectible status.
Well, I think the Honda S2000 is going to be in the same line as some of the early Mazda Miatas. Those cars have a collector interest in them. Again, original low miles are ones people are going to be looking for. Tricked out examples, you might be able to sell them. And I think most of the Honda S2000s I seem to see are pretty much kept in stock configuration. And again, though, with the Honda Supra, I mean, we were looking at those were powerful little cars back in the mid-60s. The turbo had 320 horsepower. I don't think Corvette had much more than that. And there, you know, Corvette was a V8. This was a six-cylinder. So the Supra with a powerhouse car, I think the new one's going to be just as exciting.
Absolutely. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Phil Skinner around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race
with Phil Stiller?
That story
Phil suggested a really great topic. Next time he's with us, we'll open up the phone lines and talk about your best road trip from your youth, and we can find out where you went and what you did and who did the driving. That's a great topic there, Phil. Sorry, I'm seeing that late. Let's take a look at what's on the auction schedule for you. You've got some stuff coming up with...
We have some travels coming up. Next weekend, we're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, Silver Auctions, Arizona. It's the last auction of the auction season for the Valley of the Sun. In Peoria, actually, to the west side of Phoenix. Fun little two-day event. Great number of entry-level cars. And fun time to be there. A couple weeks after that, we're heading to Nakona, Texas for Vicari Auction. Nakona's a little town just north of Dallas. It's famous for making baseball gloves and boots. And for the last about 6 years now, Vicari Auctions has been doing a little cruise-in on Thursday, and on Friday the auction kicks off. They have a lot of fun out there. It's a good old Texas hospitality. Friday and Saturday fun sale. Right after that, I'm hooking up with a friend, and we're going to be traveling about. Going to head up towards Kansas. Say hi to our friends up in the Great Bend area. Chad Everett and his Nobody Else's Auto Parts business. Going to be heading to Illinois, Iowa, South Dakota, and Spokane, Washington for that trip. So we've got a lot of travel on the road, and maybe run across some of our Auto World listeners.
Yeah, no, that's great. It sounds like you've got a lot of good stuff just around the bend, and some of the other ones upcoming in May sound pretty spectacular as well. This Mecum's second biggest sale of the year, and it's in Indianapolis, from May 14th through the 19th. Will you be there at that auction, Phil?
Our game plan is to be there for the first couple of days. We do have to be in Spokane, Washington later that week for another auction. We promised Mitt Silver, the founder of Silver Auctions, he's going to be putting on a sale, so we promised him we'd be there for that one. And then we are also gearing up towards the end of May. RM Auctions is doing their spring sale. They've moved it back the weekend after Memorial Day weekend. Real good way to kick off the summer and go up to RM Auctions, get yourself a summer ride. And they're promising a great ride. And what's neat about that sale is they bring in AACA as they meet. Last year they had the Classic Car Club of America. AACA, of course, is the Antique Automobile Club of America. Yes, I'm a proud member. And they have a great car show there. And, again, this last year the Classic Car Club of America joined them. It was a wonderful turnout of fun cars. That's in Auburn, Indiana. And that will be the weekend of May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. Great time to come down and see some cars and maybe pick up a summer ride, too.
Yeah, no, that sounds terrific. Then as we get into the end of June, you'll be off to Sweden for that really cool event. Tell us once again the name of the event and how long you'll be in Sweden.
Well, we'll be going to the town of Lidköping, and it's the Power Big Meet. This is its 42nd year in operation. Shell Gustafsson, who runs it, on the average, we've been getting between 14 and 15,000, mostly American vintage cars. They come from last year. We had over 43 different countries represented by automobiles there. They come from literally all over the world. And they bring the vehicles, have a great 3 days celebration of Great American Tin. And then a week after that, we'll be in the town of Nortelia, Yankee Ranch Car Show. This is a one-day sale, a bit smaller, 1,200, 1,300 cars, which in America is a pretty good size sale. In Sweden, it's astronomical. And that's just a fun little cruise and car show up there. So, and then we get a lot of little side shows. The interest in American cars in Sweden, Scandinavia, Norway, Denmark, Finland is just astronomical, and the people there could not be nicer or friendlier. And the best part is, because of all the different languages that are there, English is the universal language. So if you show up from America, the most you have to learn how to say in Swedish is "tack så mycket," and that means thanks a lot.
Very good. It's amazing to me how the Swedes have this power meet and have been doing so for over 40 years, and the number of American cars and muscle cars over there in Sweden. And once in a while you see at the Woodward Dream Cruise some folks bringing in some cars from Sweden, but this would be quite an event to cover like you're going to be doing, Phil. I know you have a really good time there.
Right, and we are planning on Woodward Dream Cruise this year, too. We want to get back up there. We've got a couple of Edsel meets. We're going to be around this whole summer, on the road quite a bit.
Excellent. Telephone-wise, if you have a last-minute question for Phil, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. Got a leftover question here from Christopher. Christopher is in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, to be exact. And he would like to know about a... he says he's getting into the classic car hobby and would like one of his first purchases to be a Volkswagen. What would be a good Volkswagen bug for him to get into at a reasonable price?
Boy, there's where you look in the market. The really pricey ones, the early 50s cars, that's really a higher price. But cars out of the mid-60s, the Super Beetles from the 70s, those are all very nice. We, again, though, in fact, I'm in the process of writing up a report for a magazine article. And, again, Mecum Auction in Phoenix, 1979 Super Beetle. Now, this car only had 9,600 miles on it from new, still brought $27,500. But wow. You can find nice running examples. In fact, we just did an auction in Waco, Texas in March, and there was a couple of nice 79s down there, and they were in the $4,500, $5,000 range. So I think looking in that area, if you've got some skills as a mechanic, Volkswagens are relatively simple operations to do repairs on. Parts are extremely readily available. I'd say something in the late 70s, especially the Super Beetle convertibles, be a nice entry-level car.
Yeah, that's a really good advice. Definitely listen to Phil on that one. And good luck with your first purchase in the collector car world. Taking a quick scan of some other things that have drifted in here within the last few minutes. We got a question from Ann, who's in Illinois. And Ann has a question about a vehicle she inherited, a 1973 Buick Riviera, with, she says, a very, very large glass rear window. Was her dad's car. He had parked it for the last 30 or 40 years and wants to know if this is a potential collectible vehicle.
It is a potential collectible, but having been parked for that many years, we really would have to look at the condition. If it was parked and properly stored inside for that many years, it could be a relatively nice little time capsule. If, on the other hand, the car was, say, left outside, it was never started, wasn't protected, it's probably best as a parts car. And there are places out there that specialize in vintage tin, vintage rating, as I was talking earlier about nobody else's parts up in Kansas. There are dealers like him who buy only vintage cars, and because they know there's the collector car crowd looking for those parts. So, like, again, if the car's been well-maintained or can stored properly inside, could be a time capsule, could be worth a lot of money. If it hasn't been properly stored, it's probably maybe at this point best to let a parts dealer have it and keep other nice cars on the road.
Very good advice, absolutely, because restoring a car today is going to cost you an awful lot of money, and many people make that mistake sometimes, buying a not-so-great condition car and putting an awful lot of money into it restoration-wise, and then they go to think that they're going to make a killing, and usually it doesn't cover the costs that you spent restoring it. So great words of advice from Phil Skinner. Phil, thank you so much for your time here today. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Thank you, sir. We'll be here for you.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you get a chance, log on to AutoWorldRadio.com and check out Phil Skinner's bio in the contributor section. I'm Bob.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.